Veteran political consultant Roger Stone is going through a bad patch. Under indictment on several felony charges stemming from special counsel Robert Mueller's two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections and potential obstruction of justice, Stone insists he is innocent, and he came to Virginia to speak at a Richmond gentleman's club to raise money for his legal defense.
It's been very hard on my family, but I'm not going to change my play. I'm not going to plead guilty to something I didn't do. I have pled not guilty. I will fight for total vindication. I'm charged with lying to Congress. I think people know that. And I will provide a robust and aggressive and vigorous legal defense when the time comes. There is a tsunami now of fake news. The CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world understand that I'm under a gag order, so they can say anything about me they want. Many of these things patently false, just not true, knowing that I can't address them right now. But there'll be an appropriate time that I can address them. And again, anybody who wants to help me should recognize that I'm looking at $2 million plus for a legal defense.
This is a special edition of The Score from Bering Drift. I'm your host, Rick Sincere. Roger Stone is an old friend and longtime advisor of President Donald Trump. Some people give him credit for persuading Trump to run for president. Others blame him for the same thing. I spoke to Stone in his Richmond hotel room on Saturday afternoon, just hours before his appearance at the Paper Moon Southside. We had a wide-ranging conversation about history, politics, and public policy. The whole uninterrupted and unexpurgated interview will be featured next week on The Score. In this special edition, Stone offers us a few spicy thoughts about public figures such as this.
Lyndon Johnson was perhaps, really was a psychopath, a pill-popping, alcoholic, epically corrupt murderer. If you read my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I attribute at least 18 politically or otherwise motivated murders to Lyndon Johnson. Not just the murder of JFK, but the murder of others who could identify either voter fraud or epic corruption on Johnson's part.
And former Vice President Joe Biden does not fare well in Stone's estimation.
Joe Biden is a hardcore racist, and I think that he's going to have a very hard time in the Democratic primaries once that is made clear. He's a total fraud. I mean, he cannot see that he comes across as a loudmouth blowhard. And in Delaware, the people who he has stiffed, the hairdressers, the tradesmen, the small businessmen, the merchants who he has run up huge bills with but refuses to pay, they're lining up to make TV commercials against him. Middle class Joe has stiffed working people. He's a total epic fraud. And the corruption of his son Hunter makes Paul Manafort look like St. Thomas Aquinas. So bring Joe Biden on. He's got a glass jaw. He's an intellectual and physical lightweight with more Botox than half the people in Hollywood. Joe, I really think Trump would pulverize Joe Biden. He is responsible. He's been wrong on every major foreign and domestic policy issue for the last 30 years. And he can't see himself. He can't see what a jackass he comes across of. He doesn't have the common touch. Middle class Joe lives in the wealthiest suburb of Wilmington called Greenville, and he stiffs people. He doesn't pay his bills. Those will make epic TV commercials.
For the record, Stone thinks Bernie Sanders will be a more formidable opponent to Donald Trump in 2020, but he thinks the Democratic nominee is not among the 22 major candidates now seeking the nomination. To find out just who that is, listen to next week's episode of The Score. Stone also thinks that Trump should run for re-election while calling for the legalization of marijuana across the United States.
I think the war on drugs has been an ignominious, racist failure. It's destroyed lives. It's destroyed families. It rehabilitates no one. But more, just as importantly, it's costing the taxpayers billions of dollars to incarcerate people who are not violent. So if the president, I applaud the fact that in 2016, the president took the position that he supported the states' rights to legalize marijuana if they saw fit. He didn't say he favored legalization. He said it was up to the states. I have a lot of respect for that position. Now I think he should take marijuana off of the Schedule 1 DEA list, which he can do with the stroke of a pen. And I think he should support the legislation by Cory Booker and Matt Gaetz and others to just legalize cannabis. The states, as you know, 39 states now have some form of legalization, mostly for medicinal purposes. That's a good start. As a radical libertarian, I favor total legalization. This is an issue that cuts right to the heart of the Democratic base. The president's moving in the right direction. As you know, he is supporting the federal legislation by Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado to protect state legalized marijuana. Firing Jeff Sessions was one of the best things he's ever done. That guy was a hillbilly throwback in terms of his attitudes about cannabis. So, yes, I think the president should run on that.
Finally, while not as offended by Saturday Night Live as Donald Trump is, Roger Stone is disappointed that comedian Steve Martin does a poor imitation of Stone on the late night show.
You know, the worst part is I really like Steve Martin. I've always been a big Steve Martin fan, but I don't act anything like that. So I hope that, and he says he's going to do it again. I saw him on one of the late night talk shows with one of those guys who isn't funny. I forget which one.
Probably Seth Meyers.
Yes, it was Seth Meyers. The guy's never funny. Hate to say it. He's not as bad as Trevor Noah. Must be really hard to be a comedian and literally never be funny. But I hope he will study it. But look, I have now been memorialized or immortalized on Family Guy on Saturday Night Live. There's a new series in which a guy has a Roger Stone tattoo on his back. That's kind of funny.
That's a tribute.
What does Roger Stone think about Ronald Reagan or the Obama's new movie production company? How about South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg? He leaves no stone unturned in our full 30-minute interview, available in just a few days on The Score for Bering Drift. Reporting from Richmond, Virginia for The Score, I'm Rick Sincere.
The Score is produced by Bering Drift, Virginia's top site for news and politics. To learn more, visit BearingDrift.com.